based on evidence that we know of COVID-19, both transmission risk as well as when it comes to the level of ongoing spread in an individual who has already developed COVID-19, which we know there is a window period of about 90 days after somebody develops COVID-19 when the likelihood of reinfection is extremely low. All of this plays into that designation of kind of that herd immunity at a community level. The other thing that we don't yet fully know is just when we're talking about antibody tests and the level of protection that individuals might have based on identification of antibody and what that looks like when we're talking about seroprevalence surveys that have been done. And I would refer you to the CDC website to look at the seroprevalence surveys that have been done across the nation.